The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The governor has asked, since most nonviolent offenders will reenter society, why wouldn't we give them the tools they need to become productive citizens? That includes regaining the rights that others have. But in Virginia, it's still at the governor's discretion to restore rights on an individualized basis. The General Assembly rejected his proposed constitutional amendment to restore them as soon as offenders have served their time and paid all restitution. McDonald says while lawmakers mull over similar proposals, he will add more funds in his final budget for programs that help ex-prisoners get back on their feet.
We've got reentry programs now that make sure that everyone, when they leave a facility, jail, or prison, they've got a very specific, individualized, targeted plan to give that person every chance to succeed and be a good citizen, because that's what we want. And as a result of that, now our recidivism rate in Virginia is the second lowest in the country at only 23%. It's just a shade behind Oklahoma.
The governor says he has restored the rights of nearly 7,000 Virginians, 1,600 since his expedited process began in July. He adds proudly that he's not done. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.